tribalism sucks. Critical thinking is pretty cool. Thanks for being part of American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Obviously, the biggest news of this week and what's going to be the biggest news in the weeks to come is the first ever federal indictment and federal prosecution of a former U.S. president. President Trump appearing in court in Miami a little bit earlier this week, pleading not guilty to 37 counts against him. And these are related to those documents that were at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Okay, so let's talk about the actual facts of what we know about the case, and then more importantly, what's ahead. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm now joined by Mike O'Neill from our friends at the Landmark Legal Foundation. And Mike, let me start with just kind of the legalese and the basics and putting it into layman's terms for us. We know this is connected to that raid on Mar-a-Lago. Right. Generally speaking, what is it that the Department of Justice is accusing Donald Trump of? I mean, we've heard about Espionage Act, and we've heard about having records that he shouldn't have and classified records. All of that's really confusing because we know presidents do take things with them once they leave office. So what is it that they're arguing that he did illegally?
Okay, they are arguing that he willfully retained records, national defense and top secret classified records in violation of the Espionage Act, specifically willful retention of national defense information. They are alleging that these records do not fall outside the auspices of the Presidential Records Act and are classified as agency records and are also classified as top secret. Therefore, the controlling law here is the Espionage Act. Again, I'm explaining what the government is arguing in their indictment, what the Department of Justice and the Attorney General are arguing in their indictment. Now, so essentially what you're going to have here is folks are going to hear over the next few months and probably in the next year as this prosecution and as this prosecution winds its way through the court, two competing terms. You're going to hear the Presidential Records Act and you're going to hear the Espionage Act. And the arguments legally, the argument's going to come down to which statute, the Presidential Records Act or the Espionage Act, is controlling. If the Presidential Records Act is controlling here, that gives former President Trump, wide authority to hold on to these records and really kneecaps and undercuts all of these violations. They wouldn't hold much water. That's why you don't see in the indictment any mention of the Presidential Records Act. Conversely, if the Espionage Act is controlling, then the president faces a long and arduous legal road. The allegations are serious. They carry very significant penalties. If he were convicted of any of those counts that he is alleged to have, that the government has brought forward, he would most likely spend the rest of his life in prison, because these are allegations. These are the penalties that are attached to these violations of the provisions of the Espionage Act carry years of prison time. So they are very serious here. So you're going to see his attorneys. I'm not his attorney, but I'm going to proffer a guess here that his attorneys are going to proffer a defense that the Presidential Records Act is controlling here, not the Espionage Act, which would give President Trump significant defenses.
So when it comes to the Presidential Records Act, I think a lot of people are confused, Mike, that right. The idea that a president upon leaving office, becoming a former president, would still have the ability to take these records from, whether it's an intelligence agency or an administrative agency. We know that a president can declassify things, but how does that become his or her property, or does it become their property if they want to take it? I mean, where does the archives and all of that come into place? Because I think that's where a lot of people are getting confused.
Right. And that's going to be where the argument here is. The argument's going to be he might have indicated this a little bit this morning here, is and I think either today or yesterday, that it was his intent to make these his records, that he intended, you know, you figure these presidents all have these large libraries, right, where scholars go back and look through their records and determine what's going on. And I think that there's a process that the president can undertake to designate these records as his Presidential Records Act. And I don't think it's a formalized process. Again, under the Presidential Records Act, if he just wants to, hey, these are my records. Again, his authority under that is pretty broad. However, again, here we have the converse, and these arguments have been made that these are agency records. These never belonged. The arguments under the Espionage Act that the government's going to make, the Department of Justice is going to make, is like, look, you never had a claim to these. These are always, these are agency records. They were never presidential records per se. They were never in your White House. These exist outside of your purview. They are, therefore, they fall under the Espionage Act. And when you hold these in violation and you all of those acts that they allege in this indictment that we are all familiar with, that you have violated the Espionage Act, that you knew it, and that you willfully obstructed our ability to collect these, and that these are violations, and you're going to face penalties and trials because of it.
Okay,
but so I think then what we have here is, you know, we're delving into the legal nuances of this, and there's other issues at play, I think, that everybody's aware of too. You have the political issues that are at play. Clearly, you have the unprecedented nature of this. I have been talking about it with some of my colleagues earlier today, and I was thinking that probably one of his better defenses is to drag this out as long as possible and to make valid arguments, but to have this go beyond the election. And so he could be, presumably, if he is reelected president, then he would have significant power to pardon himself. So that might be a defense that his attorneys are thinking about and that his people are thinking about today as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that people are looking at, what's next. I mean, some people I've heard it argued saying that he should probably try to want this trial to happen as quickly as possible if he's on solid legal ground. If he's not, then exactly what you were arguing as well. But when it comes to what's next, I mean, does the judge decide, okay, this is the act that's going to take precedent over this other act, or is that the crux of the arguments that are going to be made over the next who knows how many months?
Right, that's the crux. And then if you think about the criminal justice process, it can go along. I mean, if there's going to be many procedural aspects, many arguments made before any kind of trial, and those decisions can be the judge in this case, again, this is a Trump-appointed judge. There's been a lot of pressure that this judge is feeling to recuse herself. I don't think that that's necessary, but there's going to be that issue to deal with initially. Then all of these legalities of what's controlling, motions that are going to be proffered by the defense, those are going to be argued in front of the judge. Presumably, those decisions will be appealed, so they'll have to go up to the circuit court, maybe even to the next level there. That entire process can take months. And again, that's just the process working as it would normally work. There's no expedited process for this. It's just going to go forward as a criminal trial would go forward. And I think that's interesting what you see. I think some accounts of the event yesterday where that it was very quiet and that President Trump was there and it was just going through the motions of the plea. So we're going to see this process play out. It's going to take months. It very well could extend beyond the election. So the American people will have a decision to make at that time. There's a lot of things at play, a lot of unknowns now, but I think we're gonna see it play out. But I think what we're really talking about legality is what's controlling here, the Presidential Records Act or the Espionage Act.
All right, I've got about a minute left or so, Mike. Sure. Here. I mean, obviously you add to this the uncharted territory of there being a former president involved as the defendant here. I mean, any federal case is gonna take a long time anyway, but with the defendant being somebody who was in actual office, this adds a whole other layer to the discussions.
Right. And again, I think it needs to be said, and I think I said this on your radio show earlier, that the dangerous and unprecedented path we're on when the Department of Justice, under the authority of the president and the attorney general, are targeting their chief political rival. And this is a critical juncture for the United States. Essentially, these individuals are taking the decision on, and again, President Trump is the leading Republican candidate in the primary. So they are directly targeting him. They are taking the decision, presumably, out of the hands of the American people about who's the next president of the United States.
All right. Mike O'Neill from Landmark Legal Foundation. What's the website? What's the social media people want to follow? What you're doing as far as commenting on this or other aspects of public policy?
Right. Landmarklegal.org. You can just check out our website, landmarklegal.org, and see all the great stuff that we're up to.
All right. Mike O'Neill, once again, Landmark Legal Foundation, really appreciate you being on the show. This is a complicated and emotional and political and legal and everything else situation.
To be continued, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Probably for a long time. Thanks again, Mike. Well, just ahead, as we're trying to get the economy back to a more solid footing where we can grow and move in the right direction, the Federal Reserve makes another decision regarding interest rates. What does it mean to you? We're talking about that just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.